Cecily is a vocalist, a songwriter known for her agile soprano and honest lyrics. Her current album is called Awakening Part 1, and it was named Best New Soul on Bandcamp by the Bandcamp editorial team, who described the project as stirringly timeless and modern. Her sound is as soothing as it is rich, is musically mature and rooted in a deep appreciation for mid-century soul and jazz, 90s R&B, and reimagined folk music. Her work has a unique sensuality that informs not only her vocal approach, but also her self-reflecting lyrics, grappling with self-acceptance, vulnerability, and rebirth. Cecily has opened for a number of award-winning jazz artists and soul artists, from Gregory Porter to Jose James to Johnny Gill to Kenny Lattimore to L. Varner and so many others. She's played from places from the Apollo Music Cafe to the Kennedy Center and beyond. She has 3 amazing recordings out right now, her current project being Awakening Part 1, but also an album called Songs of Love and Freedom, and one simply titled Cecily. And Cecily joins me now.
Hi, Kiana. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you.
So you have a show coming up at City Vineyard on February 2nd.
Yes, I do. I'm so excited about it. This is going to be my largest venue I've headlined in New York, so it's a big deal for me. Wow. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, as an independent artist, I'm sure it's really a big deal. And not only are you performing, you're also going to be screening a visual EP. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I partnered with a Black female director based in D.C. named Terrell. And we decided to create a short film to accompany my last project, Awakening Part 1. Mm. And we're calling it Awakening the Visual EP. And it's a really beautiful, stunning love story about two people and, you know, how they kind of fall apart, find themselves, and come back together again.
I got my down and sang a song. I needed to feel the sound. It's been a long week with changes I didn't see, but I can't be melancholy, 'cause joy is natural. It's natural to me, so I release all despondency to the
to be premiering it in New York on February 2nd. We're going to be releasing it digitally on Valentine's Day. We're doing a few events leading up to that so that people can see it in real life and, you know, connect with it in that way. So in addition to performing with my band, I'll also be showing that visual in New York for the first time.
Wow, the
first time anywhere, actually.
Oh, well, awesome. We can't wait. I absolutely love, and you know this, I love Awakening Part 1. It is so moving, and it takes you to a very intimate inner space where you have to get in touch with your feelings in order to, I guess, initiate that love within yourself in order to be able to share it with anyone else. Tell us about the concept behind Awakening Part 1.
The project really started as kind of just an idea I had. I was reading a lot of books about love, about unconditional love in particular, because I was about to get married. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we study a lot of things in life, but we rarely study the most important things, like love. And so I was learning a lot about what it means to truly love someone unconditionally and to allow them freedom and growth and support, compassion. And so I wanted to write an album that I could use to reflect on all those things from, you you know, sometimes realizing you're not ready to be in a relationship, to dealing with self-worth issues and learning to forgive yourself, learning to forgive others. And also just getting to the point where you can really love someone by fully accepting them and always seeking to understand, being kind with your words, being patient. And, you know, we learn a lot about love from media. We probably learn most of what we know about love from family and then from media. And I feel like music is such a big part of that. And for the Black community, specifically soul music, R&B. And so I wanted to create an album that, since I see myself within that lineage of soul singers, and, you know, I wanted to make an album that talked about love, but in a way that was really honest and, to me, taught a healthy understanding of love without feeling like it's teaching you anything.
And yeah. You were inspired by a particular book for this project.
Yes.
Tell us about that book.
Yeah, three books, actually. So I've read these three books over the period of about a year and a half. And during that time, I was consciously writing the album and also not, you know, just journaling and making notes about things. And so when I finally sat down to write the album, I thought it would make sense to write songs based on quotes from these books. So one book is called How to Love. It's by the Zen Buddhist teacher Thich Nhat Hanh, who I love. The other book is called The Mastery of Love, which is written by Don Miguel Ruiz, who also wrote The Four Agreements. Many people know that book. And then the last book I read was by Bell Hooks. It's called All About Love. And she kind of takes this idea of love into society and asks, what would it look like if we based our society on a love ethic and treated everyone with unconditional love? And so, you know, part one was really dealing with my album, Awakening Part One, was really dealing with the personal level of things. So learning to love yourself, learning to love another person. And then part two, I'm kind of trying to expand that, which I'm writing right now, and deal with more of that idea of a love ethic and what that looks and feels like.
Wow. Well, we can't wait for that. When is that expected to come out?
So I'm actually going to get into the studio next month and hoping to release a single in the summer and full project coming in the fall. So I am excited about that.
Wow. Can we hear a track from Awakening Part One?
Yeah, I think we should listen to Clumsy. I know that's one of your favorites.
It is my favorite.
And it's the first song on the project as well.
Here she is, Cecily, with Clumsy from her EP Awakening Part 1 on WBGO.
Hold it yet, I can hold.
Cecily, that was amazing. I love that tune. It's just so relatable, you know? Have you gotten that kind of feedback from Awakening Part 1?
Definitely. Yeah, I have. And, you know, as an artist, everything I write originally starts as being for me, out of the need to express something. And to, because I think that through expressing things, we kind of liberate ourselves from them. Or at least give ourselves the space to grow mm-hmm. when we're able to be honest about things. So that's what every song starts as. But being able to share it with other people and really finding out how it can move other people is such a special experience. So yeah. It's always a blessing.
And I do want to mention that you are very tied to the journaling process. And you really promote that. How has that helped you as a songwriter, as a singer? You've sort of been on this mission that everyone should be journaling to sort of, you know, get out their feelings. And it's a therapeutic thing, really.
So I decided that to start off January of 2020, I wanted to make sure I was journaling every day. And for me, it's like one page or 10 minutes. And so I decided to invite other people to do it with me. So you might have seen on my Instagram, I'm doing a 30-day journaling challenge. And I created a workbook to invite people to do it with me, where I lay out how to journal, why I journal. There's some prompts on there if you need a place to get started. There's also some talking about affirmations and how to write affirmations. So yeah, journaling is really important to me because it's kind of my main tool for self-awareness. Mm-hmm. I mean, meditation brings me a lot of peace. Singing brings me a lot of peace. But it's really through journaling that I'm able to work through whatever in my you know, on my mind, things that I may not know how to express to other people yet. It's really just a safe place. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to encourage people to create that safe place, create that self-care practice for themselves too, because it's been so good for me.
Yeah, it really is a beautiful practice and a mission to have, that you are encouraging people to engage. And it's really self-therapy, journaling. So the show is happening February 2nd at City Vineyard.
I am very excited about that. And I just realized that that date is also the Super Bowl, which, you know, but hopefully okay. There's a lot of people like me that don't really care that much about the Super Bowl and would rather see some wonderful live music.
I am sure there are plenty.
yeah. So I invite everyone to join me and my band there on February 2nd. Doors open at 6 p.m. This is part of City Vineyard's series called Voices on the Hudson. It's in a really beautiful, intimate room that overlooks the Hudson River. So I invite everyone to come out. It's going to be a really, really beautiful evening, Sunday, February 2nd.
Awesome. That address is 233 West Street, Pier 26 in Hudson River Park in New York City. Thank you so much, Cecily. Tell everybody where they can follow you on Instagram and just find out more about your music and about you.
So you can find me, Cecily. All my music is on Apple Music and Spotify and Pandora, wherever you like to listen. And my name is spelled C-E-C-I-L-Y. And you can find more info about me as well as my other tour dates at cecilymusic.com. And you can follow me on Instagram at Cecily Alexa.
We're going to close out here with a tune from your album, Cecily, or your EP, rather. We're going to hear Real Love. Set this up for us.
Yeah, so this is some people's favorite song that I released about 5 years ago almost. And I wrote this song about being in a long-distance relationship. It's one of my favorites, too. It's called Real Love.
When I'm in your arms, I know it's where I should be. It's a place that feeds my soul. And I don't see myself ever letting go, 'cause it's a place I can call my own. And I know with my careless words, but somehow you always see me through. And I know times get rough when I'm so far away, but you can trust that I'll always be true. 'Cause this is love, baby, ain't nothing less. I know people.